Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. An Eastern Kentucky FFA advisor is hoping to have half the students in the school involved in the FFA chapter. Menifee County FFA advisor James Cash, who is in his first year of teaching at Menifee County High School, says although their school is small, FFA and agriculture play a large role.
It's a little town of Frenchburg. We have run about 300 kids in our high school, so we're one of the smallest schools in the state. And agriculture-wise, we don't really have a lot of traditional farming. Most things that our kids come into contact with are trail horses, some beef cattle, and there's definitely a lot to do with natural resources here in the community. There's several timber companies.
Cash says the celebration began last week when Menifee County Judge Executive Rick Stiltner signed a National FFA Week proclamation, with two state officers conducting leadership training earlier this week.
Chase Kokenauer from Mercer County and Trevor Sweet from Rockcastle County conducting leadership workshops in each of my classes. And then we'll follow that on Wednesday with Teacher Appreciation Day. My kids will be writing teacher appreciation note to one of their teachers in the first part of my class, and then FFA is sponsoring teacher appreciation bags.
He says there will be special National FFA Week announcements each day at the high school.
Chapter FFA President Miss Marissa Brown, she's going to be sharing daily ag and FFA facts over the intercom during the announcement so that we can get the other two-thirds of the school to teach them a little bit about agriculture and FFA.
We'll learn more about Menifee County FFA Week activities in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Menifee County FFA advisor James Cash says the major project for the week is a food drive for the community animal shelter.
Recently, we noticed that our local animal shelter was in need of dog and cat food. So what we came up with was to conduct a contest during first period classes during National FFA Week for who could come up with the most pounds of cat and dog food, and then the winners would win an ice cream party to help get food for our local animal shelter.
He adds the week will culminate with an impromptu speaking competition.
Throughout the entire day, I will be pulling kids from different classes to compete in our local impromptu speaking contest. These are skills and content that I have been teaching my students in class.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.